Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thanks to the head of delegation for her very detailed responses. I wanted to follow up on the question of water, and you mentioned that making water available, but I think there's also concern about the effects on the ecosystem of the incursions of agribusiness and extractive industries and mining, etc., which has affected the ecosystem in a situation of climate crisis, resulting in many of the traditional and natural sources of water not being available. So I wanted to find out whether the state party was considering revising the law that relates to that to ensure, to strengthen the regulations on environmental impact assessments of projects and activities in order to examine the impact on women's livelihoods, on the mental, emotional, and spiritual health of women and their communities, to ensure that these big agribusiness activities do not negatively affect these women and their role as environmental human rights defenders and their care work responsibilities. I also wanted to use the opportunity to raise the issue of the survivors of the October 2019 protests. Could you please advise on what steps are being taken to hold those responsible accountable, because of the 10,142 complaints received by December 2023, only 125 cases were filed, with 38 convictions and 17 acquittals. And finally, in relation to women in detention, I wanted to congratulate the state party on the improvements in treatment of pregnant women deprived of liberty, but to encourage the state party to continue revising the 2017 bill criminal procedures to ensure pretrial, you know, which seeks alternatives to prison imprisonment for pregnant women and those with young children, and which is in line with a recommendation from the CEDAW 2018 concluding observations. And trans women in detention, including those living with HIV, face many difficulties to access sexual and reproductive health services while in prison. So I would like to find out whether this bill on prisons on persons deprived of liberty addresses the needs of all women and conforms to the United Nations rules for the treatment of women prisoners and non-custodial measures for women offenders, otherwise known as the Bangkok rules. Thank you.